Hello, hello, Love Uplifted Lady here. We are going to dive straight on in. We are talking about bravery. We're talking about all the things that we can do to incite change. So right at this point, I want to kind of drop a couple bullet points of what we've been talking about, catch you up to speed. Make sure you go back and you listen to these things from start to finish. You know, if you have the availability, get the workout. It's only $5, but it will allow you to dive even deeper. Know that just a piece of paper and a pen is fine for me, because we're going to be still going through some insightful things. So we talked about the hero's journey. We've talked about making our life one that we want to be able to mimic with our child. We want to make sure that fear is an audible thing that we change in our lives. And we talked about an amazing story last podcast that was all about this woman who suffered a terrible stroke and all of the things that really could have just drove her down the mountain like a speedball. And she decided to get up and do the next best thing. And the next best thing was being brave in spite of the fact that she could have sat down on herself. So if you hold on to anything, I want you to be thinking about that right now, that there are certain times that we have to just make the snap back. And it doesn't always look like what it used to look like before. So topic for discussion today with your pen in your book or your ebook ready, whatever it is that you're looking at, developing bravery includes managing your emotions. So the topic for discussion is developing bravery includes managing your emotions. So we have to understand how to just calm it all down. If we stay at a very heightened emotion self, I will tell you most of the time it's because we're not breathing. We're not breathing. We cannot think. There's no oxygen getting to the brain, and therefore we cannot perform even halfway, more or less perform against things that we feel fearful about approaching. So hysteria never helped anyone. I promise you, it never helped in any of those videos or those movies back in the day for the woman to put her hand on her forehead and fall, and there was always somebody to catch her, right? So in life, it doesn't happen that way. So those situations and certain things might come up that might justify this like initial freak out. Being hysterical won't lessen the gravity of the experience. So if anything, it magnifies it. In the same way, other extreme reactions and emotions make things worse rather than better. The key is to develop bravery, is being able to manage your emotions despite how you feel. Fear, anxiety, depression are all normal during difficult times. Fear begins in the brain and travels throughout the body. It is manifested into your digestive issues, difficulty breathing, sweating, skin irritation, and more. So some fears and anxieties can morph into illnesses and injuries if you don't keep your emotions in check. And I'll be honest with you, you know, right here as a bio and genetic practitioner, I am literally looking at how the energy is being changed by our emotions, by what we do and by what we don't do, how we take care of ourselves and how we sit down on ourselves. And since the mind and the body are connected, it makes sense that whatever you think about manifests itself within your body. Managing your emotions helps to keep your body healthier while you face difficult things. So also, once you master your emotions, you change and mature and tend to suffer less intensely with fear, anxiety, and worry than you did before. So manage powerful emotions in your mind. And I want you to write that down as a little bullet point for yourself. Controlling your thoughts is the primary way to manage your emotions. Fear is expressed by worrying and fretting over things. So if there's something that you can do, doing it can alleviate the rage emotions and can help the mind and body recover. Solving problems can help reduce stress, and it helps keep things under control. So if there aren't any immediate actions that you can take, fear and worry can grow while the mind tries to find a resolution. This is the time to use techniques that quiet the mind under difficult circumstances. When you aren't sure what's going to happen and how you're going to manage it, it's a good time to put your mind to work. Most fear is driven by the unknown, not knowing what the diagnosis means, not knowing what steps to take after losing a job or how to overcome the loss that you can be worried or stressed about. So think about the best solution is finding answers to your biggest questions. Thankfully, we live in an area where information is at our fingertips, literally. Searching for information that can solve problems, answer questions, and make you feel less alone. This can empower you and help you face whatever it is that is in front of you. Sometimes our minds switch and spin so that there's no easy way to calm it down. This is a great time for you to use meditation to quiet the mind. Whether you are a seasoned meditator or trying it for the first time, being intentional about quieting your mind and meditating is an excellent step that puts you in the right direction. I use with my children even the 4-4-4 method, which is 4 inhales in the nose if you can. If you suffer with any respiratory or sinusitis, you can definitely inhale through the mouth. But for doing this full out, you're going to be inhaling through the nose 4 seconds. Hold that for 4 seconds. Whooshing sound, exhale out of the mouth 4 seconds. Repeating that up to 4 times or until you start to feel aware of your breath. When we are not aware of our breath from day-to-day movements, we are not aware of our thoughts, our actions, and fears slip up on us. And it's too hard to think about being in a relaxed state when we're already not relaxed. So try the 4-4-4. It'll definitely get you in the right direction. Feeling hopeless and also feeling hopelessness leads us to be awful, right? You know, our minds can expand and it can contract through our thoughts, down which way the path that we choose. So we can either take our thoughts down to be hopelessness and just, you know, lay in it and be awful, or we can get up and we can find ways to be hopeful about what the future can bring to us. Being brave requires channeling our thoughts into positive and solution-focused reasoning rather than worst-case scenarios and doom. What do you think about is what you mostly will do. This is what's controlling your focus. So focus your mind and control your mind. You can do the things that you feel are incapable. You can gain the ability to develop those bravery techniques during all difficult times. The next bullet point is manage powerful emotions in your body. So your mind and your body are connected. They work independently, but they can get out of sorts with one another and the issues can start to follow. Being fearful and worried in the mind can manifest itself into injuries and into illnesses. Taking care of your thoughts help your body stay healthy, but taking care of your body helps your mind to cope better. Healthy minds and bodies make it easier to be brave. The easiest way to manage powerful emotions in your body is to take care of them. Eating right, exercising, and getting enough rest keeps your body functioning well. Poor diet can elevate discomfort when you're stressed or fearful. High salt, high fat, and highly processed foods contribute to feeling awful and being sedentary. Our minds and our body need proper food in order for it to function at its best. Eating healthy food is like putting premium gas into your gas tank. It clears a foggy mind and it helps you to process stress and fear better. Being brave is easier when you're eating whole foods to give the mind the proper nutrients and energy that it needs to face that fear. Physical activity is key to bravery. People who routinely get their heart rates up and engage in meaningful physical activity flood their brains with dopamine, a feel-good chemical that releases in our brain to help us manage the good mood. Higher levels of dopamine help override issues like fear and depression. Getting your heart and your blood pumping and moving releases those dopamines, triggering problem-solving, solution-focused thinking, and it can give you that can-do attitude, quote unquote. Being physically fit is ideal for all life situations, but it's especially beneficial when you need to be brave. Self-care means simply doing something different for everyone else. So you could be doing something for you, like painting your fingernails. You can be writing down something in a journal, getting your nails done, getting your toenails done, whatever it is, you can be taking care of yourself. But this all looks different for everybody. So getting enough quality rest greatly improves your ability to be able to withstand pressure, fear, and to be brave. So self-care starts with sleep. Out of all the things you can pick to do to take care of yourself, start with sleep. Our bodies are designed to work in rhythm. So having enough sleep, downtime, and rejuvenation really matters. Our coping skills increase when we have proper rest. Being brave, it doesn't require a good night's sleep, but it surely does help. Our minds and our bodies work better when they are properly fueled and managed. So reeling into those thoughts, eating the healthy food, and taking better care of yourself are all important parts of developing bravery during difficult times. You may not be able to control some of the circumstances during your struggle, but you can control your thoughts, what you eat, and the quality and quantity of your rest. So as we move on into this next exercise, I want you to make sure that you have your workbook out if you have it, or I want you to make sure you find a little space to scratch out these exercises that we're about to head on to. So we're managing your emotions. This is helpful for us to look at how well you control your mind and your body when you are fearful, or make plans for changes that you know will improve your mindset and help you run physically. So I want you to be thinking about what you heard up above. You know, what were some of those things that you can right now make a huge difference in that's going to change the energy that you put around the fears that you're facing? So do you need to go sit down, maybe reach out to me, sit down and Google, because at your fingertips, you have so many things about ways to get more whole foods into your diet, to make sure that you're fueling your body right, that you're meditating enough, that you're doing those stops and checks and releases on yourself. You have to release yourself from the things that you're holding and pinning in. And again, if the fear seems to be heightened, it is probably because of a trigger that you faced before then. So get in line with what you have going on. You know, really assess from day to day who you are, how you move, and how you're taking care of yourself, because it makes a huge difference on what that care looks like for you and how you're going to face fears in the future. So have a great one. And as always, your Love Uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it.